there's a lot of issues associated with a recession. We've talked on this program a lot about the difficulty in paying mortgages, the problems with finding a job. Today, we want to talk about the Americans who've been unable to pay child support. In Tennessee alone, child support payments are down $13 million from last year. We're joined by a woman who has to deal with this in her daily life. Sheila Jones Calloway is a magistrate in Tennessee, and she hears about many cases dealing with child support. We're also joined by Carlos Jarrett, a father of three in Tennessee, and he's had difficulty paying child support for one of his kids lately. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Magistrate Calloway, are you seeing an increase in cases dealing with child support in your courtroom?
We're definitely seeing an increase in cases, yes.
And what are are most of them coming from laid off parents?
They are coming from laid off parents. We're also getting a lot of cases where the state has generated petitions on behalf of the mother, or usually the mother, nine times out of ten of the mother, because she's having to receive state assistance. Whenever a woman receives any type of state assistance, they have to assess child support, and so we're seeing an increase in those types of cases.
Carlos, you pay child support for your three-year-old daughter?
Yes.
And you're having trouble doing that lately. Why is that?
Just due to my income level staying the same, and all of my other expenses are increasing. Just everyday living expenses in addition to trying to maintain two other children.
So you have two children that live with you?
Yes.
And you pay child support for the third. You have not lost your job,
No.
but your other expenses have increased while your income has not gone up. Is that what's happened?
Correct.
You know, I have to, in the interest of full disclosure, I myself am a single mother who receives child support. That's a check that very often I've needed a lot. So, Carlos, I mean, for those who are on the other side, this is an issue for both sides. This is not just an issue for you, but for the caretaker of your child as well.
Right. But at the end of the day, I think we all have to understand that we're all in this thing together. And on some levels, we have to be able to bend a little. I would think it would be a good thing if we could, you know, maybe reduce it a little and have it where we may be able to just kind of pay, you know, so much extra, because you know as well as I know that even with the amount that you receive, there are other things that may come up that you may have to call your child's father, you know, for extra.
Go ahead.
So in my situation, when that happens, that becomes an extra burden. And I don't like for mine to go without, you know, for, you know, all, you know, everybody involved.
So, Magistrate Calloway, you must hear these kinds of cases all the time. How do you try to balance the interests of these two parents, both of whom may be struggling, but there's a child in there that still has to have clothing and food and proper care?
It's very difficult to balance on many levels, as Mr. Jarrett has said and as you have said as well. The bottom line is we've got to do what's best for the children. And I've told many fathers over and over again, if you have to do without, if, you know, as a mother, you may have to do without some things, but the child has to be taken care of. And if the child needs school supplies, the child needs food, clothing, the child might need extras, so that all of our children can achieve more than what we have, then we have to do without as a parent sometimes.
It seems like it would be complicated, though, because as you heard from Carlos, he has two kids he's taking care of at home, and he's saying that in order for him to meet the demands of the one kid who has court-ordered support, his two children that he's taking care of are sacrificing.
And sometimes that happens, and it is difficult. It's very difficult for the court. We have to follow the law and follow the guidelines that we're given in order to set support. And we are able at some times to deviate from the guidelines if we find good reason to do so. But a lot of times we just have to tell the parents that they're just going to have to either get a second job or just do a little more in order to take care of the kids.
So in your state, Magistrate, the state's collected $13 million less in child support than they collected last year?
I believe that's correct. Numbers, yes.
Is the state having to step in some cases where parents just can't make up the difference?
In most of the cases that we receive the collections for, it is a state the state is stepping in to get the collections. And once again, it says if there's receiving type of state assistance, whether it's they're receiving insurance for the kids through the state or receiving any type of food stamps or any type of state assistance, then, yes, the state is going to step in to try and get the support payments.
Carlos, you heard the magistrate talking about making sacrifices when the kids need it. Your plea to have your support payments lowered was denied. Are you able to take a second job?
Well, anytime you do that, they add more support onto to it because of your income, period. So anything extra that I do, I try to do with what I have. And as far as having a second job, that's just one of those things. You know, when you have two other kids to take care of, you can't get a second job because of the amount that it time that they require.
Okay.
So with that being said, second job is not something that I can do.
Okay, Carlos Jarrett, father of three in Tennessee. Sheila Jones Calloway is a magistrate in Tennessee as well, both of them out of Nashville.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.